Pfizer's released more data about its COVID vaccine trials for 5 to 11-year-olds, which it says shows it's effective and safe. The drug manufacturer has previously been criticised for announcing its results by media release, but today they're detailed in the peer-reviewed New England Journal of Medicine. Yet some health experts still have reservations about safety. Annie Guest reports.
As Australia opens up, the issue of COVID inoculation for 5 to 11-year-olds remains unresolved. But the co-director of virus research at the Westmead Institute, Professor Sarah Palmer, says this trial data should help.
These results from this study are really exciting, and exciting globally, really, because it does provide proof that the vaccine is safe in children and that also this vaccine will prevent infection in children by COVID-19 in children by 90%. And this is really an impressive number, because especially as the world is experiencing a Delta surge.
Pfizer's evaluation of its research is published today in the New England Journal of Medicine after three experts independently peer-reviewed the work. It says administering one-third of an adult dose was found to be safe and effective in 1,500 young children given two vaccinations 3 weeks apart. Professor Palmer again.
I think Australia should move quite quickly forward with accepting this vaccine for children, because it will allow children to return to a more normal life, both in school and interacting with their grandparents and their family members.
The government has backed rapid antigen tests for children, young children in schools, while it awaits further data on vaccine trials. Do you think that it need not continue to wait?
Yes, I think this data shows very, very importantly that this vaccine is safe for children.
Pediatric infectious diseases expert Robert Boy consults to drug manufacturers, including Pfizer. The University of Sydney professor welcomes the vaccine's safety and efficacy in the children studied, but says it's not enough.
My main concern is that in order to know that it's safe in a large number of children, you need to study a much larger number than 1,500. And I would value seeing the data on over 1 million children vaccinated. That's what they plan to do in the next few weeks in the United States.
And what are the side effects that you're worried about?
Well, we know already that teenagers are more likely to get a form of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. They're more likely to get it than young adults. Young adults are more likely to get it than older adults. So young children who are younger than teenagers may be even more prone than teenagers to get myocarditis. We don't know that, and that's why it needs to be studied.
And earlier this week, the federal government indicated vaccines for children are unlikely this year, saying more data is needed.
Annie Guest reporting.